Hi, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. If you haven't had a chance to read my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, How Ordinary People Can Achieve Extraordinary Wealth, it's completely free of charge if you have Kindle Unlimited. Otherwise, it's like $3.99, which is basically free. Thanks for listening. Chapter 14 of The Science of Getting Rich is entitled, The Impression of Increase. The Impression of Increase. Whether you change your vocation or not, now the previous chapter talked about this idea of getting into the right business. And this is the idea, in other words, Grant Cardone talks about this, it probably should be talked about more. I mean, if you're sitting around reading books on how to get rich and how to make more money and how to be an entrepreneur, you have to put yourself into the right vehicle. Now, I believe that if you just look around, there's things, there's products, there's services, there's activities, there's things that you could just insert yourself into and begin making more money. It doesn't have to be some amazing idea. It could be simply cleaning houses, meaning you work a normal job and then you clean houses, or you work a normal job and you're building websites on the side. You work a normal job, but you paint houses. Literally anything. The book says, whether you change your vocation or not, your actions for the present must be pertaining to the business in which you are now engaged. You can get into the business you want by making constructive use of the business you are already established in, by doing your work in a certain way. And insofar as your business consists in dealing with other men, whether personally or by letter, which I find cool because I am in direct mail, meaning I mail to people. The key thought of all your efforts must be to convey to their minds an impression of increase. In other words, if you're promoting a product, if you're promoting a service, each and every single time that you communicate with people that you're trying to impress upon, or in other words, influence, any time you deal or communicate with those people, they should come away with the feeling that doing business with you, being around you, following you, talking to you, buying from you, selling to you, there's a feeling of increase. Increase. Increase is what all men and all women are seeking. It is the urge of the foremost intelligence within them seeking fuller expression. In other words, we're all born with this. We want more. More food, more clothes, more cars, more houses. The products that you're trying to sell to people, they want them. If you sell advertising, there are tons of people who want to buy advertising. If you drive for Uber, there are tons of people who want to ride in your car. If you run a restaurant, there are tons of people who want to eat at your restaurant. Whatever it is you produce, manufacture, make, promote, or sell, there are lines and lines and lines of people who want to give you their money. All you have to do is show them, convince them, convey to them, or impress to them this idea of increase, meaning doing business with you will make them better, slimmer, faster, stronger, wealthier, richer, cooler, more comfortable, whatever the product, whatever it is that your product delivers, whatever the results it is, lose weight, increase leads, you know, maximize your income, whatever it is that your product does, at the end of the day, you have to convey to them that impression of increase. I have this problem every day, and I do it by letter and by word of mouth, on the phone, magazine ads. So my magazine ads present this idea of increase, that if you do business with me, that I'm a guy that could help you increase your income. That's what my pitch is. That's what my ads say. So when a person reads my ad, one of my ads says Confessions of a Postcard Millionaire. Well, if you read that, that means I'm going to tell you how I became a millionaire mailing postcards. That catches some people's interest. Now the skeptic who says, oh, man, whatever. The cool thing is, I'm not looking for that guy. I'm not going to spend 1 minute, 1 second of my time, the most precious asset that I have, talking to a guy who's skeptical that you could make money mailing postcards. I won't spend a second with him. I'm going to spend all my seconds with people who read that, get a sense of increase, request free information, and ask me for more information. If I get them on the phone and they're kind of beating around the bush, seem skeptical, next I move on. Why would I do that? Because I'm not desperate. See, time is the most valuable thing that I have, and I'm going to guard it and protect it. Also, I am literally a millionaire, so I don't need it. I don't need to waste my time talking to broke people who are skeptical, who are doubtful, who, you know, are going to question everything. I don't need to do it. And so I just move on. And so I'm only looking for people who are looking for me. If you're selling houses, you're only looking for people who want to buy houses. You have to be able to find a way to filter out those people that are bullshitting, who are wasting your time. But you also, as the realtor, have to convey to them this impression of increase. Meaning, if I do business with you over any other realtor, I'm going to find a better house, get a better deal. I'm going to be more comfortable. I'm going to be better. You're going to give me the impression that, hey, we're going to find you the best house. You're probably going to have equity in the house when we're done. That's the kind of guy I am. I'm going to find you a car. I'm going to get it for you that when you drive out of here and lose money the following month, you're still at break even. Impression of increase. This car is so safe that if you did happen, God forbid, to get in a wreck, you don't need to worry about your family. Impression of increase. When my crew comes in and redoes the tile in your bathroom and we fix this up, your house is going to be worth more money, more attractive, and your wife's going to be happier. Impression of increase. When you join with me, I'm going to give you the tools, the techniques, and the strategy to build a home-based business, increase your income, and, right? Impression of increase. When you eat at our place, we use only the finest ingredients, wholesome, right? Impression of increase. So when people say, well, I don't know what to say to prospects, I don't know how to follow up with people. I know, because you don't understand impression of increase. No one around you feels like they're going to get richer. You need to let that sink in. The reason you don't know how to follow up with people, prospects in whatever field or business you're in, is you don't know how to convey an impression of increase because you don't actually believe in what you're doing. See, I don't have to struggle with this idea. It's Saturday morning right now. I'm doing this recording. When I get done, I'm going to follow up with some prospects, and then I'm going to go work on a property. Why? Because I live every day pushing this idea of impression of increase. People can't do that because they don't actually believe in what they're doing. People join me all the time in an organization that has paid out almost $1 million in commissions to thousands and thousands of people. They buy the book, like the book I wrote, the book that I've made tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars selling, and offer them to make even more than I did. But they don't believe it. Increase is what all men and all women are seeking. It is the urge of the formless intelligence within them seeking fuller expression. The desire for increase is inherent in all nature. It is the fundamental impulse of the universe. All human activities are based on the desire for increase. People are seeking more food, more clothes, better shelter, more luxury, more beauty, more knowledge, more pleasure, increase in something, more life. More life. Health always sells. Get rich quick always sells. Sex always sells. These are the three things that sell in up markets and down markets. I made more money in 2008 when the economy was collapsing than I make today. Why? Because within all people, there is an inherent desire for increase. So when times get bad, and if you're the guy presenting something, promoting something, publishing something, printing something, talking about something, you're the guy with the message of increase. Of increase. The message isn't about you. The message is about how you can help other people increase. if you're a physical fitness, if you're, you know, if you're a coach, if you're a physical trainer, how does me doing business with you help me? What is the increase? This week, I'm going to start interviewing some chiropractors. I don't have problems, but, you know, I'm getting older. You know, I want to improve posture a little and be able to keep exercising and all that good stuff. And I'm going to go and I'm going to see and I'm going to watch and I'm going to interview some and I want to see the money flow. How does the money go from my pocket to his? What's the first impression when I walk in? How do they talk to me? Do they educate me? And I'm going to go with the one who shows me an impression of increase, who says, Gerald, if you do business with me, if you give me 3 months, I'm going to have you feeling better than you've ever felt, which is going to make you perform better, which is going to make you more money. See, that's how he sells me. He explains to me how his service is going to make me more money. Has your doctor ever done that? Have you ever been to a doctor that says, tell you what, I'm going to have you going better. And when you're going better, you're going to go out into the world and you're going to make more money. That's how you sell your doctor service. If you're a dentist, repairing people's teeth, you don't think people with nice teeth get better business? Of course they do. That's your impression of increase. And so in every business, there's an impression of increase, right? You get what I'm saying? So you have to figure out what it is for you. And so if you're a member of something, if you're promoting something, if you're into something, and you can't explain to me what the increase is, what the impression of increase is, you can't talk to people, convey to people that, you don't actually believe it. And at some point, you got to stop lying to yourself. Lying to yourself. Like you don't actually believe in what you're doing. Some point, you got to flip that switch. There's an awesome book out there by this Scottish guy, and the title's entitled, Unfuck Yourself. And I wish everyone in the world would read this, especially anyone who's offended by the title. You need it most of all. My God, we live in the 21st century and people are offended by curse words. If that word offends you, you need to read the book. You need to read the book. Most people need to read the book. The desire for increase is inherent in all nature. It is the fundamental impulse of the universe. All human activities are based upon the desire for increase. People seeking more, meaning every action. People go into debt because inside of them, there's this desire that they can't control, or they don't think they can control, or they don't want to control, or they're just following the desire. And that desire is not to be foolish. People don't go into debt because they want to be dumb. No one says, hey, I think I'll just be dumb all my life. No one does that. They don't understand what's inside of them that craves the better life, more food, more shelter, nicer car, nicer house, nicer things. People don't go buy a house they can't afford because they want to be stupid. They want to go in debt. They want to blow out. That's not why they're doing it. They just don't understand that desire in them is natural. Just like the desire to have sex. People desire to have sex with people who are not their partner. Now, at some point, you have to realize that if you follow that desire every time you feel it, what? It's going to destroy your life. You're going to lose your marriage. You're going to get divorced. You're going to have all these problems. And every time that you've allowed these desires in you to run unchecked, uncontrolled, what happens? It ends bad. You rack up debt. Cheat on your partner, right? We've all done these things. But those things, it's not because you were a bad person. These are feelings we all have. We all want more clothes than we need. We don't need 50 shirts. I bet I have 100, 200 shirts. You know, my son has like 50 pairs of shoes. He barely goes outside. Why would a kid need 50 pairs of shoes? See what I'm saying? Why would your wife need 5 purses? But women always think they need a purse. But understanding this as a salesman, understand that all you have to do is present what you're selling in a way that proves, shows, or otherwise explains the increase they're going to get. So if you buy my fancy purse, you're going to be fashionable. You're going to be stylish. Other people are going to be jealous of you. They're going to be envious. However it is you pitch, promote, and otherwise press your product, service into the universe. You just have to show the impression of increase. That we all, see, the system's rigged. Your customers have it in them. They have a flaw in them. They're going to feel compelled to buy it if you pitch it in a certain way. It's just the way it works. If people are desperate for money, this information can be destructive. Like you can use this information for bad. If people are broke and they need money, and you understand that within all people there's this thing that the universe put in them, God, whatever you want to call it, you can now manipulate them. If you also know that people want something for nothing, if you also know that if you lower the barriers to entry, if you make it super simple to say, look or request information, see, if you know what I know, you can extract millions of dollars from the pockets of people all over the country. Because all the money you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, checkbooks of other people. So if you know what I know, I have a book entitled The Mentalist. I sell this book for $299. Now, how can I sell a book for $299? Because the information in the book made me rich. Not reading it, applying it. And the book is entitled The Mentalist. You know what a mentalist is? Google it. The subtitle is The Art of Mental Persuasion. I'm a mentalist. I can meet people and read people. Within the first 10 seconds or 20 seconds of our conversation, I know if this prospect is a joining prospect, and I can cut the conversation short and move on. Some of you may have heard me, well, that guy was kind of rude to me. It wasn't rude. My time is valuable. You're not going to join. I move on. I have no incentive to spend time with broke people unless that broke person wants to change. See, in order to change your reality, you have to change your personality. If I begin to talk to you and I can really quick feel there is no way I can coach this person, there is nothing this person's going to get from my information, I move on. I don't owe them anything. I didn't charge them anything. I move on. See, I'm looking for people who are looking for me. If you're a realtor, you're looking for people who want to buy houses or sell houses. If you sell cars, you don't want to talk to people who are looking for a Tesla. Right? Like, you have to narrow in your market. You have to understand your market. This is what my book, The Mentalist, is all about. And the reason I charge $299 is I don't want normal people to buy it. I don't want average people to have my book. Why in the hell would I give away the secrets that I use from home to make millions of dollars? Why would I just give that away? You know, I give the architectural blueprint in the money flow. And I charge $5. And then I step it up a bit. Why? Because inside of all people is the impression of increase. And in that book, I give them the impression of increase. And I say, hey, listen, I'm going to show you how I did this. And the next book's 27. And then now I begin to make a deal with them. Hey, would you like to help sell my books? Would you like to join me in my opportunity? And then I step them up. So now they get paid $15 when they help me sell a book. And I show them a system where they can sell these books and sell our other products without actually ever speaking to people. They can use tools and resources to do all the speaking for them. And I begin to show them a strategy. See, I don't go knocking on doors. I don't go to door to door. I've never actually met a single person who ever purchased a book of mine, like in person, never. I've sold 65,000 books by mail from home over the last 14 years, and I've never met a person who bought one. Isn't that cool? I think it's cool. I don't have to go from bookstore to bookstore. I don't have to go from webinar to webinar. I don't have to do any of that. I start with an ad, a postcard, and a letter. What did it say here? And so far as your business consists in dealing with other men, whether personally or by letter, the key thought of all your efforts is to convey to their mind impression of increase. When I tell people that there's been one book that changed my life, that built my business, if you were to dig into what I call my money flow, my business plan, my strategy, my blueprint, which is in my book, The Money Flow, you're going to say, my God, this guy literally took the book, The Science of Getting Rich, and made it into a business. And that's what I did. one book that I've read every day for the last 17 years. I've read from this book. This is literally my Bible. The book is called The Science of Getting Rich. That's the title of this podcast. Every self-help, motivation, sales guru who's come since the date this book was written in 1905 has stolen, ripped off, and otherwise borrowed it. I don't care if it's Grant Cardone. I don't care if it's Ed Milet or any of these other people that are Dean Graziosi, all these people, Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn. They all stole from this book. This was the landmark book. And everything in this book is exactly what they teach. You don't even need to go any further other than personality. See, and I follow all those guys. I like those guys. Don't get me wrong. I love Grant. I love Tony. I love Jim Rohn. You know, I love Zig Ziglar. I love all these guys. I follow all of them. Ed Milet, all of them. I read their books. I buy their stuff. I'm a student. But I've never learned anything new. Like, I have not learned anything new in 15 years. Nothing. Nothing that wasn't taught to me in this book. I've given away now over 700 copies of this book. Why would I give away 700 copies of this book? Because what you give away, you get to keep. It's one of the strategies, one of the philosophies, one of the ideas, one of the concepts that I live by. What you give away, you get to keep. So if I'm a car salesman, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be giving away a lot of literature to people looking to buy cars. Inside that literature, I'm going to tag my information. And inside there, I'm going to point them to my freaking website. Me. Picture of me with cars behind me because I'm a master car salesman. And I'm going to begin to build my brand. Not Chrysler. Not GM. Now, I'm going to use GM. I'm going to use Chrysler. I'm going to use these companies to make money. But I'm going to build my brand so that when this guy wants a car in 4 years, he calls me, no other car salesman. And when his kid wants a car, he doesn't need to worry about where do I get it and what's the best deal. He just calls me and I handle it. And I give them a fair value and I give them the impression of increase that I'm working hard for them to get them the best product at the best price. That's called building a business. And you can do it whether you sell carpet, run a restaurant, or drive for Uber. You could do it for anything. But it ain't going to build itself. You have to actually believe that what you do increases and helps people's life. The reason people join me and then don't follow up, they don't believe it. They never recruited themselves. They didn't read the books. I don't believe for a second anyone could read my book and begin implementing it. See, that's the big difference, right? The big difference is you have to actually implement the stuff you're reading. We all know how to do push-ups. Doesn't mean you can do push-ups. Reading doesn't help you. Applying what you read is what helps you. So the impression, chapter 14, the impression of increase. And so I use that in all my marketing. What am I saying? What am I doing? How am I communicating? Is this communicating an impression of increase? So in every single communication, if you've ever joined me in anything or done something with me, if I write you a personal note, look in there. You're going to see the impression of increase. So if you write to me or call me and ask me a question, often I'll follow up by mail. Hey, nice speaking to you on the phone last week. Hey, check out what we're doing here. I think it could help you. What is that? Yeah, I'm trying to sell, but I'm trying to sell by pointing you to the impression of increase, not just to sell. Oh, hey, buy our vitamins. They're good. Huh? Huh? How does that make me, what's the impression of increase there? Now, if I sold CBD oil, yeah, I can help you with your aches and all that, right? So pitch that. But how does that make, what is the impression of increase? Now, you could say feeling better is the impression of increase. Okay. But why don't we take it a step further? If you take this CBD oil, I think you'll make more money at work. Why? Because you're not in pain. You'll come in earlier. You'll stay later. You'll pull overtime. You'll be a better employee. And that's got to get you a raise, right? In other words, our product could literally change your life. By improving your health, you're going to improve your income. See, that's pushing, that's showing an impression of increase, right? If you buy leads from me, you're buying the best leads in America. These are the leads that are going to make you money. I often say this all the time. people will write to me or ask about leads, or I'll contact people and say, hey, I see you're in the same business as me. You obviously buy leads. My leads are the best in America. You're going to make money with my leads. Hear my dog. You're going to make money with my leads. Like, I'm not asking, I'm not promoting, I'm just telling you what's going to happen. You will make money with my leads. That's an impression of increase. And so if you follow up with a prospect, don't wishy-washy around. Oh, this will, just tell them, you're going to do great with this. If you follow our system, if you follow our strategy, if you plug in, if you actually read the material, if you actually do what we're saying or we're doing, you are going to make money. Just say it. Don't beat around the bush. Like, how hard was that? That statement I just wrote, if you hand wrote that on a piece of paper, wrapped it around your, and sent it, guess what happens? If you begin to do this every day, 3, 4, 5 times a day, what happens? You begin to share an impression of increase into the universe, and every single person wants increase. So you're tapping into their weakness. People will do more to avoid pain than to gain pleasure. People will do more to avoid pain than to gain pleasure. Again, if you understand that, if you understand what's inherent in all human beings, like what we all share, everyone wants to be liked, right? Everyone wants to be healthy. No one wakes up going, man, I hope I get diabetes today, right? Everyone wants more money. Everyone wants to look better. Everyone wants to get a good deal. It's inherent. It's in all of us. So all you have to do is explain your product service in such a way that people feel the impression of increase, that you're a person of increase, that doing business with you will benefit me. That's it, man. It's so simple. Increase is what all men and all women are seeking. It is the urge of the formless intelligence within them, seeking fuller expression. You're literally doing people a service, selling people my $299 book isn't for me, it's to help them. It's to help them.